So this is an initiation of which grand will that perfect the white Taurus long life. You know that lineage, this instruction which came from year to year, past year to year, from Yawa and Saba, from there, you know, year to year past. Then the edit on these edit there's one mother attend victorious one the long life initiation, which is Amitayus, that Rechungpa Mirabha's disciple Rechungpa received in India and then went back to Tibet. And then Milarepa asked, what present, what gift do you have? You know, then Rechungpa offered this initiation to Milarepa, you see, like that. so that one. So the this lineage. And then after my root guru, without unbroken lineage of blessing, the special extraordinary as a teaching. So, my students, I received this from Hesan Lin Rinpoche, must be quite a number of times, from Hesan Dalai Lama, and also from Hesan Song Vidama, received from many lamas. Yeah, then please repeat it. As a question prayer, okay? To do Sanjay Tamjaki, Moba de Lamaye, Dalai Jinkolo, Tawan Samotundo, Tawan Samoton, Tawan Samotando, so. Those of them, as I explained before, I heard the noise of the mandala. I heard the noise of the mandala, so it reminded me of the mandala offering. that's useful. So traditionally there's mandala offering at the beginning, you see. So if you one makes a request to White Tara, also not only long life but also wisdom getting developed. That comes in the life story of Yawagin Dichuba, who is founder of the Shilpa Monastery, Panchen Lama's Monastery, and he's the first the close, you know, the incarnation, see, in regards to that, then Yawagin Dichuba is the first incarnation of His Holiness Dalai Lama. Yes, Yawagin Dichuba. The other way is, you know, Tsatsa, then there's the, you know, if there's artist, of course, you know, we can do that, finish one day, you know, at the age. But I think you can do, I think, probably, I don't know, there may be more, maybe I'll say my power, I'm not sure. But if one can develop portraits, white art portraits in the shop, and you can make many. You can make large, you can make many. That also can be done, set in the Tibetan aid. So it's also, so that's also another choice. Is that, didn't hear to develop a portraits in the shop, but it, see, but it's same, say, the Tibetan aid, you know, to make a painting or a statue, see, so can develop portrait, and then also everyone making many portraits, so then they're quite much merit and bigger, more marriage. So that the place where one takes the initiation, not an ordinary place, but I think Amitabha Buddha's pure land, western direction, the blissful realm. The slash mention of the slash mention, which is the manifestations of Dharma's whole transcendental wisdom. And also Lama, who grants the initiation, shouldn't think as an ordinary being, and then you, because here, this is tantra practice, so therefore it involves practicing pure appearance. So therefore here, I think actual, from your side, you think, meditative is the actual living Tara. Also the trauma, yeah, where it generates Tara during preparation time, so you should think of that. So I'm not going back to the digital. So whenever you're aware. So then the lineage lamas of this initiation, like the Lama Chapa Mirifil, the middle one, like that, you see, piled up. And then around the Buddha Sapas, the Dharma protectors, like gathered, like clouds gathered in the sky, so they all gathered around. And the presence of them then taking refuge and confessing and rejoicing. And then with the preliminary, thinking that to take the, say, for the survival of future enlightenment for sentient beings, then I'm going to take the triple survival and engage in that. So they're here, as I mentioned last other times. So if you haven't taken the survival in the past, then you see, then there's the survival is ancient vow, wishing vow, ancient vow, which obtained from the 18 root falls and the 46 vices, so abstaining from that. There's entering vow, then the wishing vow, which involves avoiding for black dharma, practicing for white dharma. So if one can't take with the entering vow, then one can take the wishing vow. And if the wishing vow is not possible, unable to take, then at least must make strong determination that I'm going to practice more compassion towards others in the midst. So at least there should be some attitude like this. the four black dharma to abandon is that is taking life to guru and cunning the sentient beings and criticizing bodhisattvas. And when you see the other sentient beings practicing dharma, crying virtue, then you feel regret. learning a lot of dharma, learning a lot of teachings of Buddha, able to learn, or able to practice. However, I see, then feeling regret, because you are unable to do so, then feeling regret, you see, to others able to that, so things to abandon. So then, there is white dharma, same, the opposite, you see. The only thing is that last two, praising the bodhisattvas, is criticizing praising the bodhisattvas. Inspiring the sentient beings to follow the mind path. For those who are dependent to you, that you inspire them to engage, to follow mind path. So that. So this. Please repeat. Gonjo Sum Lao Da Jiao Chi. Gonjo Sum Lao Da Jiao Chi. Gonjo Sum Lao Da Jiao Chi. Next one. Next one, confessing. Vibhatam Jaya Sosoro Sha. Vibhatam Jaya Sosoro Sha. Vibhatam Jaya Sosoro Sha. So all the negative karma, all the negative karma is collected from beginning to the birth. Not even trace of it left in the middle of the your medical note become totally pure. Dibhatam jaya susoro sha. Dibhatam jaya susoro sha. Dibhatam jaya susoro sha. Next one is rejoicing. So Clickery happiness of your three-time marriage, and also after clickery happiness of others' three-time marriage. Dwe kela jiyerang. Dwe kela jiyerang. Dwe kela jiyerang. Dwe kela jiyerang. Now, this is, we're going to do the shortest one. So, as usual, so I'm going to talk about this vow to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all. For the benefit of all the transmigrated beings. Transmigrated being means suffering being. You know, totally being under the control of karma delusion, and the reincarnate always, you see, the in one of the six realms, and suffer continuously. And no beginning, and no beginning, and you see, that no beginning. So for you to end, you know, the suffering, which has no beginning, you see, continuous reincarnating, being into the kind of karma delusion, and so, and then, they're taking this about, okay? Sangyaya changchu yije sung. Sangyaya changchu yije sung. Sangye changzhu yige sung. So as I mentioned yesterday, since Buddha was about taking in every second, then I collected limitless kinds of merit, so my life became so meaningful. So one must have great happiness. Then whatever virtue I merit I collect every day, it increases millions of times. But after having taken this vow, so gaining my life becomes so meaningful, so fruitful, great happiness of that. And the third one is, as I mentioned normally, then this is my best contribution for the happiness of our sentient being, particularly this for this world peace. So now, creating the basis, you have to generate the deity, vaitana, in order to create the basis for the receive the long life initiation. So in case there are, some people who haven't received any great initiation of the Lord Tantra, neither higher tantra or no lower tantra, like Jairus or Michupa or anything like that, nothing a lower tantra received. Then, nor higher tantra, like Kalachara or any other, you see, nothing, no great initiation is received. Then in that case, you are not allowed to visualize yourself as Tara, but you can visualize, receiving blessings and like that, but not. No, you can't visualize yourself as Tara, so that should be made clear. So that, okay? So now, the life of the semi degenerated revival that was done, now the fortune and power of the semi degenerated now is reviving. Amitayu, who is above the Tara, from the vast beams like hook, immediately, the power of world and power of the Indra and the Brahma, the magnificence of the sun and moon, and all the blessings of the blessings of the yogis and the virtual friend and all the attainment of the yogis and knowledge of pandits and the power and the wealth of the thousand will turn king, and so forth. Immortal, the transcendental wisdom of immortal life. Those who achieved immortal realization, and the power to destroy power, mantra, and concentrations, to destroy the death. So all those However, all the perfections of samsara and nirvana, all in the form of eight auspicious signs, substances, seven royalty, nectar and dasyati beams, those forms are hooked. Absorbed from Tara, through Vatara, then from the Vatara, nectar flows down like waterfall and enter through your crown, fill your whole body, and purified all the sickness, spirit, harm, life obstacles, and the cause of those nirkama defilements were complete, totally purified. Revived all the power of marriage has been designated, and you achieve all the qualities, and you achieve the immortal realization. Revived the power of marriage, what has been degenerated. Now the reviving the samaya and vow, what has been degenerated, and it's receiving the janang permission to practice the blessing of the holy body, holy Christ, for the mind of Tara. Beams emitted from Tara's heart, or Tara's heart, and the nectar, so anyway, I think the nectar flowed from Tara's heart into through your crown and filled your whole body, purified all the disease, the life obstacles, and the cause of those defilements were completely purified. Power, merit, was meditation, and now revived, and you achieved all the qualities, and you achieved immortal realization. So the visualization is this. From Tara's heart, beams emitted, the blessings of the holy body, holy spiritual mind of 10 direction gurus, 10 direction the guru, deity, Buddha, Bodhisattva, Dharma, Dharma protectors, and especially the Vaitara, who is the Amitabha Pure Land, blissful realm. Amitayus, so all the religion, and as well as all the religious lamas, so they are invoked in the form of the holy body and the Bodhisattvas, and in the form of mantras, in the form of syllables, in the form of implements, in the form of immortal nectar. White, red, blue, and those aspects are invoked, then absorbed the front Tara's three plates, forehead, neck, heart. From the Tara's three plates, the nectar, white, red, blue nectar, flowed, absorbed your crown, neck, heart, and your whole body filled with this. Trikala nectar. So it purified your whole body filled with nectar, purified all the nirkamas of the having taken others' lives, so forth, or the ten virtues, all the karma departments collected with the Bodhisattva mind and degenerated samaya vows from beginningless rebirth were complete. pretty purified, nothing left in the medical thing that there's a strong faith in this. Receive the blessings of the Holy Body, Holy Spiritual Mind of Tara. Tara, and then all Guru Deity, Buddha, Buddha, Sabha, Jaja, and Dhamma, Prasuit, and all that. You received the blessing of the Holy Body, Holy Spiritual Mind. Then your body, spiritual mind, in the nature of nature of Taras, in the Vajra Holy Body, Vajra Holy Spirit, Vajra Holy Mind, then you achieve immortal realization, okay? Now absorbing the life from Guru's heart, Guru that was Tara, heart, the heart being limited, and it strikes at the heart of the from Tara, who is surrounded by all the Buddha sappas. Then they are invited, they are invoked on your crown. Then I make the Dalai Lama the request, okay? Then nectar, unimaginable nectar, and immortal nectar flowed from the direct, indirect lineage lamas and then Tara's holy body. They enter through your crown and fill your whole body, fill the whole your body. Then hold your body filled with the nectar and then the immortal nectar, then purified all the sickness, spirit, harmony, karma, all the defilements collected from beginning to birth up to now, we're completely pure, totally purified. Particularly the negative karma, which causes, which shortens life. All those life obstacles were come out in the form of liquid of coal and smog and through the draw of the senses and the, through the pores, through the lower drawers, you know, and through the pores, so the body all come out in a form of black liquid. Then your body become like crystal. Your body become as a very clean, you know, like crystal. And then increase all the qualities of scripture, and all the qualities of the scripture, and understand scripture, realizations, as well as all life and the merit of all increase within you. So when I say Zahum Bamo, when you hear this mantra, then the lineage lamas, indirect lineage lamas, all the Buddha sabbas, all absorb Tara, replica of Tara, then in the form of an immortal nectar absorbed through your crown. Then your body, spirit, mind become inseparable, Tara's holy body, holy spiritual, holy mind. You become inseparable and you achieved immortal realization. Immortal realization, and then common cities and the sublime city, the moment of realization, enlightenment. 아니 아, 로마디는 줄여서 생각해 놓은 거 맞죠? 제가 이거 또 봐서 내가 좀 어떤 뭐 이미지 보시고 영화를 시신 되는 줄 소식 잡아 봐 봐도 소. 제가 선한 반전 저는 저는 이제 회신 제 받아 저는 저거 좀 뭔가 좀 하는데 내가 또 봤지 이제 So, handed, sometimes they say, you know, you need to take, that person needs to take 100 long life initiation. That means, so at this time, at this point, you visualize observing within you, you see, as the Lama recites example, each time the replica Tara absorbs within you, so each one becomes initiation. So that's very important, visualization. Because there are many initiations, long life initiation you receive. Stabilizing the wisdom, which is Tara, which is absorbed, which is absorbed in your heart. Become inseparable your body's mind. The Tara's of the body, which is the whole mind. So it's stabilized. So what did that mean? There's also. There's quite a lot of long life pills from last night left there, so you can take many as to give to other people and so same ago. Also this the milk, this long life drink and nectar, they also mixed with the most precious some tradition, which is the inner offering pill that was so precious, so that. So they dress long life pill, then also has this, they can take. So that's to others, those who are sick. So community. Then initiating with the nectar and then the. So when you check this, your whole body filled with the bodhicitta nectar. Chakra wind drops that which have been degenerated, which power degenerated, is now revived. And then your whole body mind pervaded by bliss. All the life obstacles went away. And you achieve emotional realization so that. So that's initiating with the long life nectar, then that's long life pills. So this pill, taking the essence of the immortal life, which contains the essence of all the samsara nirvana, nature of 404 medicines. So I take this. And then the other 404 sicknesses are healed, and your body fully developed, and you are liberated from the untimely death and achieved immortal realization. So this is what to identify. Or as the embodies, Nimbo division, the embodies of the embodies, Manchet, Timber, to do that on the So the initiating of the long life period is done now to increase life, expressing auspicious prayer. So above you, there is the Avatara, the mother of all the Buddha, then the Lizzy Lamas. They are surrounded by all the Buddha Sapa, Dharma protectors. So in order to increase life, then they, together with the Guru, are granted in the initiation, then making a flower rain, and music, and auspicious song. So it's like this. Jinpe to je sanje yang to bo, mi zingye jinpe to do de, jinje zhangje zhuban. Jinpe to je, jinpe to je tanye trawa, jinpe to je se yang pe ho. Jinpe to je sanje yang to bo, mi zingye jinje to do de, jinje zhangje zhuban. So now you have received the profound, the long life decision of the Vishkaran Will Tara, and so generate strong, generate great happiness, and from now on to devote. The Avatara, the mother of all the Buddha, I say, Idam, my soul deity, and then I'm going to protect all the samaya vows that I've taken during this initiation. And with that thought, please repeat this prayer. Soya chitta kasaba, adatam jata keji, soya chitta kasaba, adatam jata keji, soya chitta kasaba, adatam jata keji. So I do the loom of the special mantra Amitayus. which has unbelievable benefit. This is a little bit different than the normal one that's recited. So I received this loom from the Sanchez Rinpoche quite a number of years ago. Unbelievable merits one collector, but that reciting this mantra, having recited this mantra one time, as a then more merits you collect, then all the three galaxies, you know, world, which is silver, gold, you know, copper, iron, jewel, which is iron, jewel. So all that you make. With all that you make statue. That must have made it, and you recite this mantra, one time, this one called Brahma, greater merit. A hundred times greater merit you collect if you recite this mantra one time. Even for thousand years, if you make a statue of the Buddha, contain a relic, and you recite this mantra one time, and collect more merit. By reciting all the scriptures, and then all the scriptures Buddha recite this mantra one time, this one collect more merit. Except non-conceptual meditation, otherwise any causative virtue, done by one yogi, reciting this mantra one time, this one collects more merit than that one in the previous one. So if you recite this mantra, yogi who recites this mantra doesn't experience bad ways of dying. Eight bad ways of dying. Dying by accident or killed by others, or falling down cliffs, or all those things, by fire or by animal, or all those. All the inauspicious things dispelled, and also black magic and all the harms get dispelled. You receive the blessing of all the Buddha, magnificence of them. Yeah. So I know there's one word, I don't know what that exactly means. And also by reciting this mantra, wherever you are reciting this mantra, it helps even that area, country, to not have sicknesses, everything too auspicious, and to not have obstacles. So it has infinite qualities. All the Buddha Sapas, they cannot completely explain this benefit, this mantra, as it was says. So the mantra. So the very first time I gave this mantra was in Taiwan many years ago, when I was staying in Tracy's house up there, the building on the top. So the president, the chairperson of the university, the town university chairperson, the publishing was called Enlightenment or Bodhicitta or something, Enlightenment. So anyway, he had got cancer. So this mantra, first time I gave this mantra, it was to him. But I think it passed away a long time ago. several years ago. So this mantra, the experience of this mantra is that one person here in Taiwan, and we call white lady, I think it's one we call the Buddha name, so call she always dressed white, so called white lady. So anyway, so a friend has always headache. So I gave this mantra, I reduced his headache. And then in Nepal, when the polar man was monk, when he was traveling with us, so my blood pressure went up. Then he discovered by checking. Then I recited this mantra just 30 times, you know. Then he checked, asked me to check, then it went down. But that's the first day That's the first day, so you can't really tell. Maybe it's by accident or you see. So then the second day, same thing happened. Then I recite this, and again it went down. So not one mala, just 30 around that, you see. So it's also helpful for that, to bring down blood pressure. Maybe you can experiment for diabetes. Anyway, so that when you do Vaitara meditation, so there's a Buddha meditation in the crown, so you can also recite that mantra. You see, you can combine, you see, Vaitara, either you recite at the beginning or you recite at the end, after you finish Vaitara, then meditation, or you recite the first meditation. So it can be combined, so integrated like that. That's become very, very powerful. So, so maybe that's it. The other long life sutra is here, but I think maybe, I'm not sure. As long as I don't make the vision long life sutra, I make short life. Maybe I just read this, okay? So very important to pay attention to each word. receiving loom, all transmission, to be perfect, yeah? So as much as possible to not distract the mind, pay attention. So it leaves positive imprint in the mind, then that brings to enlightenment, okay? So that, I think that each word that I listen may cause to exercise the meaning, the path in my mind, and when I expound or recite this for others, and may same, you see, the meaning, the path, may be actualized immediately in their hearts, in the hearts of sentiments, and they see immediately stop all the undesirable things, life obstacles, so forth, you see. Maybe mentioned this. So before you read the scripture, scriptures, recite this mantra 7 times. So then the sutta that you read, it increases, so you get the benefit like having read millions times, you see. So exact number, I don't require, but at least million times it increases. It's like having read million times. So it's it's very powerful, okay? Unmissable, more merit and greater purification. Also, if you have done in the morning blessing speech, then also they increase, as I mentioned, there are so many million times. So when you read sutra, if you were able to say, the praise of Buddha, then 7 limb, short 7 limb, and then short mantra, the request, and then recite this mantra, or can recite Lamana prayer, or however, then recite this mantra for Mudulai a million times, then you recite these words, you see, requesting the devas to descend, to listen to teaching, then you see, think that giving teaching to all sentiments in their own language. So devas and all the different sentiments, you see, they're in their own language. So there's a prayer to recite, so you can do that. So that's a very good thing to do. So you're giving teaching to all the 6 relevant sentient beings, that's very good. Then as you're So you think the Buddha is giving you teaching, and you exercise, you are at the same time exercising, and also you are giving teaching to all sentient beings because they are exercising. So you are liberating them. So that's a good thing to do. The other thing is Gita Sisharam, which is explained that four unimaginable, when you do read this, you do the four unimaginable meditation. So that is yourself, that is yourself equivalent above the atoms of the ten directions, you see. Universes, and then there also the sentient beings also that are many. Sentient beings also that are many. I think maybe each sentient being that are many might be I'm not very sure, but maybe that is one unimaginable thing. The Buddha Sapas, you know. Equal number of atoms of the ten direction universes, and that's one unimaginable thing. Then natural flow from dim, and entered within you and all sentient beings, numberless of you, then all sentient beings is purified the defilement, the karma collected from beginningless rebirth. That is not unimaginable. There are four unimaginable meditations. So the Buddha said that. When you do king of the prayer, when you do king of the prayers, like that is, you know, the text. So, and we said also do like a meditation, visualization. How do I learn? So the first one is to descend, and then the second one is talking about the benefits of listening, teaching to the devas. Then the third one is you visualize that you are exploring Dharma, you see, according to the different language, you know, so they can hear. So that.
I'm going to go to the house.
or somebody must be somebody might be sick, taking to the hospital. Yes, those who have read the translated, I think maybe two years ago or something like that, the Long Life Sutra, because one lady in Geshe Sobhan, which is placed there, one member, a lady, wife of one professor there, got breast cancer. So I promised her to translate this in English so that the patients, she has to read. But I didn't get done for 1 year. That's my mistake. So then, finally, I was able to do. This printed quite a bit in, Singapore, the Amitabha Center, I think, printed quite a lot. So I hope you might have seen this text there. It's not translated into Chinese yet. You have in the actually in Chinese Ganju. This one Ganju, so you have actually there. So so it, as it says here, but there's so many benefits, unbelievable. But this is even the animals, even they hear this, the Long Life Sutra, so it means the mantra, you see. Even they hear, then they will achieve enlightenment, it says. Place where you write this, even that place, even that this place becomes like a holy place, stupa. So there's so many. Having met often to this text, you can say I have met often to all the Buddhist texts, all the Dharma texts. So mountains of jewel, mountains of pearl jewel, you may offering the Buddha. Those merits you can count, but reading the sutra, the merits cannot be count. So any number is. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ajna Sivine Sita Jura Jata Yudhya Arhata Samnya Sambhuta Yata Yata Ambhuta Mane Mahapune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Gita Sambhara Vatide Om Sabhasam Samsakara Parashita Madhikana Sumangaja Sumabhijine Mane Parvade Soha Yidade Panagata Jumashi Yata Jambhoshi Chu Yung Sudha Kangwe Tivarendra Vanduji Tita Yasi Padam Vishnu Pumbhati Nidhamene Soha Vanduji The four great oceans, each of the drop, you can count, but the merits of reciting this, reciting, writing, cannot be count. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ajna Sivine Sita Jura Jata Kata Arhata Singha Sambhuti Yata Yata Om Bhuta Mane Maha Pune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Gina Sumara Vati Yudhi Om Sama Santa Kapara Sita Tamadhi Kakanda Sama Vavishu Yudhi Mahan Hebra Vaya Sokhan Sita Yase Vata Mavita Tiji Gitti Yama Gitti Yujuya Kama Tita Antu Vichy Te Yase Vachy Vachy Vati Yujuya Sankhya Jaya Sin Tamadhi Yudhi Yudhi Yase Vata Mati Rasa Vata Vata Chava Chava Yino Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ajna Sivine Sita Jura Jata Kata Arhata Singha Sambhuti Yata Om Bhuta Mane Maha Pune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Gina Sumara Vati Yudhi Omasabhasa samsakara parishita matakana sumbhava vishudhemane parivarishtova Simbhetodhya sanjayantabha mihye-sanghe-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha-tosa-ngye-chimha 我们把他们的东西都是没得，这大的都是在大的，这样子不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得，不得， There's a little bit difference in comes a little bit difference in the tangle and the tanglation. but here the text here is according to the omniscient one, perfect or perfect full and all knowing Dharanatha. from this Lama Dharanatha, from the so he wrote commentary to this sutra. So this is according to Dharanatha, the perfect all-knowing Dharanatha, this Lama's called the commentary. So means it is correct. It has a Tibetan text, you see, this way is correct. It's shown, proven the that this is perfect, correct. And by this, myself and others, all sentient beings, achieve have a control of have control of the immortal realization. That's it. The shortest one.